T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Johnny Marks and in the Ikerish chair here at Chickies, Joe Giglio. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
I am well. Ike should return on Monday on a snowy Friday here in the Delaware Valley. I got an inch or two up by me in Collegeville, Joe Giglio.
Yeah, it's coming down up in Bucks County. So, but it's not sticking yet. The real stuff isn't arrived yet.
This isn't the actual storm.
This is just nonsense until we get to tonight.
This is an appetizer. Our chief meteorologist, Howard Eskin, has been fired because the forecast has changed, Jack Fritz.
I know.
You're going to have to you're in the Weather Center right now, the Marks and Weiss Weather Center. You're going to keep us up to date.
Well, and Howard's already changing his forecast. He's calling everyone frauds yesterday. Now he's kind of going back on it a little bit.
He was calling weather people worthless, and then he gave his forecast. Now they're calling for up to, I think I heard, 11 or 12 inches in the city. In the suburbs up by me, Jack, they're saying 7, 8 inches. Giglio, you're probably getting closer to 10 inches.
Yeah, at least I think 8 to 10 we might get up where I am. I mean, so Howard realizes he was wrong. Eventually he was going to be wrong. He kept
really
fading these meteorologists.
He's been his last couple forecasts, he's been right.
Yep.
So I guess but he's out. Jack Fritz will keep you updated. We'll go to the Weather Center with your latest forecast coming up. Let's start here. We kind of talked about this a little bit. I guess it was yesterday we had like mentioned it a little bit with Trey Lance and as it relates to Jimmy Garoppolo. Jack put out a tweet this morning that got to 49ers Twitter already, and I'm sure that there's thousands and thousands of retweets and likes, et cetera. So it's scratching the whatever part of the brain that likes likes the tweets and the retweets and everything else. But Jack more or less is saying that he's rooting for Jimmy Garoppolo and the 49ers because if the 49ers make another Super Bowl, God forbid win a Super Bowl, that how do you get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo? And I know he's under contract for another year, and you could say, well, you just – next year you bring him back in that final year of a contract and you know he plays that out. You can still slow play it with Trey Lance. If Jimmy Garoppolo is a part of a Super Bowl winning team, it's tough not to bring him back to give him a new contract. You're going to have him playing on a final year of a contract out there when he's been in the Super Bowl 2 of 4 years. So Jack's saying Garoppolo wins or goes to the Super Bowl, they may look to trade Trey Lance.
Yeah, well, if Garoppolo wins the Super Bowl or gets there, it's almost impossible for me to believe he's gone. He's going to be the Niners quarterback next year, which means they have a player they just traded a bunch for in Trey Lance sitting there just collecting dust. They have to figure something out.
So they traded, they swapped. They had the 12th pick. Miami had the 3rd pick. So they swapped their first-round picks. They gave up 2 additional first-round picks, and they gave up a 3rd-round pick to move up to number 3, and they selected
right.
Lance. So you're 1 year into what ends up being 5 years of club control with the 4-year contract and that 5th-year option, right? So they've already wasted 20% of control by not playing them or playing them on a limited basis this year because Garoppolo, frankly, was much better and the team's much better with them. So would they trade Trey Lance, who they just traded up to 3 to take after 1 year? I think it's more than worth investigating. I think that it's more than realistic to think that the 49ers may look at this and say, you know what? If we can get these first-round draft picks back now, we have the quarterback. All he does is win. Now we have draft picks where we can add to the roster. And, like, I think, Jack, you put this in the tweet where you brought up Josh Allen. I don't know if you said it or you tweeted it, but you're right. Everybody that watches Josh Allen, they're like, oh, my God, that arm and how he runs. And Trey Lance is Josh Allen a couple years ago. Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming, his first year in the league, his second year even, he was raw, but you saw the physical tools. What you're seeing with Trey Lance is Josh Allen before he became the Josh Allen finished product that we've seen right now. Jack, if you have to give up, I'm going to propose this, all right? First-round pick this year, first-round pick next year. So you have your three first this year. You don't have to give up two of them this year. Use next one's number one. Let Howie use the draft picks this year to get a player, to improve your defense, whatever it is. And then next year, use that first-round pick next year. You have your quarterback of the future. Joe Giglio, would you trade for Trey Lance? It's going to cost you. The 49ers aren't going to take a first and then a future consideration or something like that. And they don't want Jalen Hurts, right? Two number ones. This year's number one, next year's number one for Trey Lance.
I would not, and I'll tell you why. And I see that this kid has some physical ability, right? He's 6'4", he can run. I see why you guys make the Josh Allen comp. But two things that stand out to me right away. If the Eagles wanted this guy, they could have got him last year. They had the sixth pick. Miami had the third. Miami wanted to drop down. They could have made this trade if they thought Trey Lance was the right guy. They didn't. So I don't think – I'm not in on it because a year ago they could have done it. It wouldn't have been this complicated. No. And Ray lost 20%, like you said, the first round – you know, his first round salary and his contract. The second thing is I'm not sure what Trey Lance is. He's barely played football for years now. I mean, this year he started two games because of Jimmy Garoppolo being hurt. Last year, because North Dakota State, you know, they barely had a season with the pandemic, he played one game. This guy has started three football games in 2 years, and we're giving up multiple number one picks for him. I don't even know what he is at this point of his career. He's more of a runner than a thrower, which is basically what we have here now. We'll see if he develops into a thrower. And the last thing I'll say, as every day I got to sit with you guys defending keeping these picks, this one has nothing to do with the picks. I can't do a North Dakota State quarterback again. We did this already. You guys want to bring a North Dakota State quarterback to Philadelphia? Does anyone else remember what happened last time? No, thank you. I will roll with Jalen Hurts. I'll keep the picks. I see the upside in Lance, but I don't think it's worth it. And I, quite frankly, don't know what he is. It's been 2 years. We really watched him play quarterback.
I agree. I watched him play this year.
Two starts.
I actually had him. I drafted him in fantasy because I was envisioning him becoming.
It seemed like a good pick,
right? Like I took him late. Took him late.
Garoppolo gets hurt or whatever.
Yeah, and he's even if he just runs around a lot. I took him in a league where I can bring him back the following year for the same draft
like a
pick.
Keeper.
Yeah, keeper league. He's like the 15th round pick or whatever. And I actually kept him on the roster the whole year. So I watched those games maybe a lot closer than other people did for stupid fantasy reasons, and I didn't come away impressed. And you know what? I shouldn't have come away impressed. Just like I wasn't impressed with Zach Wilson last year, you're drafting the potential. You're drafting the arm. You're drafting the skill set. The Jets didn't draft Zach Wilson because they thought Zach Wilson was ready to play or ready to succeed or ready to show his potential. I mean, hell, Trevor Lawrence didn't look great last year either. So you're talking about young quarterbacks. We just expect Justin Herbert every year to come out, and he's ready to play right off the bat.
Yeah, that's rare.
Yeah, but like, and I'm with you, Joe. Like, I expect more out of rookie quarterbacks now. I expect them to be able to play more or less right away. Justin Fields, I still really like as a prospect because I like the skill set. He didn't look good this year.
No.
He looked terrible this year, but I still like him. So I'm looking at skills, and I'll agree with you, Joe, that I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure either. I mean, if he was 100% sure thing or more of a sure thing, he might have been the first pick in the draft or the second pick in the draft, right?
Yeah.
The tools are undeniable that he has.
It does worry me, though. And look, we've talked the last couple of days about Jimmy Garoppolo. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is the quarterback of the 49ers. They like him. They win with him. We all see Jimmy Garoppolo's limitations. Even when the Niners were 3-4 at one point. The Niners were not the Super Bowl juggernaut all year. They never took Jimmy G out. What does that tell you? It tells you that Trey Lance right now isn't that good. Otherwise, he'd be the Niners' quarterback. The Eagles have a question mark at quarterback. I can't trade multiple ones for a new question mark at quarterback. That's what I think you guys want to do.
But here's the reason why, Jack, and I'll let you go on this right now. Here's the reason why you risk it and you do it. It is a short price to pay, which is a mid first round draft pick, and then another draft pick that we don't know what it'll be next year. And it actually might end up being a higher draft pick if you play Lance based on how much success that he has.
Right.
But the risk with Hurts isn't that he's going to puke on himself, because he's not going to puke on himself. We just saw it this year. The risk with Hurts is that you're in quarterback purgatory. And I'd rather have that. I'd rather have I'm unsure, but look at the high skill set, than a guy that puts you in purgatory to where you don't know if you should get rid of him or not. You know you probably should, but he's good and people like him and everything else. At least with Trey Lance, you're going to know whether or not he can play. By the end of his contract, you're going to know whether or not that this guy's going to be good or not. And I'd rather know. I'd rather know right now if Jalen Hurts was going to be the answer or not. Unfortunately, you really don't. You have a feel. I feel like I know what he's going to end up being, but it may take him 8 years. In 8 years, it might be like, yeah, like Jalen Hurts really is. Like he developed into the quarterback a lot of people thought he was going to be, but it took a little bit longer. Right, I'm more sure that I want to try with Lance than with Jalen Hurts. The skill's there, Jack. The skill is there. Everybody wants Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes, and I heard a lot of people say it this week. Well, Josh Allen's and Pat Mahomes aren't out there. You have an opportunity to get a guy that might be Josh Allen or Pat Mahomes.
And the Eagles need to try to hit a home run with this. Like Jalen Hurts can win you games. We all know that. They got to the playoffs this year, but the upside is just not there. He does not have a high ceiling. And everyone's takeaway from watching the game last Sunday night, which 52 million people watched, which is crazy, is like, wow, those are aliens playing quarterback. Josh or Trey Lance has a chance to be that. You got to take a shot now. It might not happen again. You look at this year's class. I'm taking a 25-year-old Kenny Pickett, who is just good this year, or Carson Strong, who can't move. And you look at the year after, it's not a slam dunk, and he probably won't be high enough to get a Bryce Young, who's probably going to go top three. This is their shot. It's right there. The guy has a chance to be Josh Allen. If you compare their rookie years, they're very similar. You watched them this year. You saw some wow throws that Jalen Hurts simply can't make. You got to go try to get the job done. Swing for the fences. Try to hit a home run and get this thing moving in the right direction.
Totally agree. It's going up there with Jalen Hurts and being okay with a single, move the runner to second base, hope you get the base hit and score a run, or you're getting a slugger, or you're getting a guy that can hit a home run with Trey Lance. I agree with you. There's a risk there.
Yeah, you could strike out, right? If he can't play, then you've invested, what, two ones and a two on replacing Carson Wentz, and we have a pair of runners that can't throw the ball where they're supposed to?
So I also I then look towards a team like Carolina, and I say, yo, I know you have Sam Darnold in the books for $18 million because you were dumb enough to guarantee his fifth-year option last year.
Right.
Jalen Hurts is making $1 million.
Oh, someone would take Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah.
I think Peter King, like around the time of November when the Eagles started winning, he mentioned that. Like, I don't know what the Eagles are going to do long-term, but Hurts is playing himself to where someone would want him.
There's a couple teams that would take him to be their starter right now.
Of course. I don't know if the Eagles get a high pick, but they would get a pick back.
They would at least get their second back.
I think they would.
Okay. So you get your quarterback, you spin that second you used on him, you get another second, maybe even a little bit more. Problem solved, Joe Giglio.
Or you keep Jalen Hurts, you keep your picks, and you build the team. That's the way to do it.
You're so boring.
Boring?
You are so boring.
Listen,
you are.
I had my fun trying to replace the last quarterback. I'm trying to keep this one in place. Give me a break. I can't do this every quarterback here.
We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Mark's and Reese, that's Giglio. Phone number to dial in. Be careful out there, everybody. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Join a winning team. Chickies and Pete's now hiring all locations, full and part-time. Click chickiesandpetes.com/careers. And I'll just look at the Twitter question right now, because the higher the percentage is of people that don't want to do it is the higher percentage that I get mad, because it's been toggling in the 80s for any kind of question that we have.
I think we ended 90-10 yesterday on a Russell Wilson debate.
Yeah,
90-10.
No, yeah, for a 33-year-old future Hall of Fame quarterback, you wouldn't trade three middle first-round draft picks. So this is probably 95%. Let me vote. Would you trade a first in this year's draft and a first in next year's draft to the Niners for Trey Lance? Yes or no? Of course I would. 80-20. So you can vote at Mark's Reese WIP. And our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area online. Mark-Jewelers.com. What you need to do to get a quarterback that matters is that you have to get the right guy. And sometimes it takes a little bit of risk. Josh Allen was considered a risky pick. played at Wyoming, didn't have a high completion percentage, but had all the raw, natural tools you were looking for. That's Trey Lance.
He certainly has him. I wonder why the Eagles didn't do this last year.
They
had the chance, right? They could have went from 6-3. That wouldn't have been – they could have pulled it off if they wanted to.
Here's what – and it's a good point before we get to the phones, and I was thinking about it. Because at least – and I'm speaking to somebody that's emailing me and to some other people that were like, they didn't try to trade and get Zach Wilson. It was reported that they were sniffing around to get number 3 from the Dolphins because they like Zach Wilson, but the Jets – had told the Eagles, nah, we like him, we're going to draft him. Is that an absolute fact? I think if you connect the dots, it's easy to see why the Eagles would like Zach Wilson because of the arm talent and
sure.
because of everything else. But they also didn't trade the 3, like you said, to get Trey Lance. They also didn't stay at 6 to take Justin Fields. They also didn't take Justin Fields at 10.
Or Mac Jones, right? They could have had any of those guys.
They could have had any of those guys, and they decided not to. They decided not to get Trey Lance last year, what more or less would have been maybe the same return, maybe a little bit more.
Right, going from 6-3 last year. And they traded with Miami, right? That relationship.
And they talked to him.
Yeah. The Eagles made a trade with Miami.
Right.
Right.
And they were talking about 3.
Right.
And when the report was, when they found out that the Jets were taking them, they said, okay, we can move out of it. That's when San Francisco moved up into the 3
and
spot.
And then the Eagles moved 6-12. They swapped with Miami that way.
Exactly right. So I believe that they had interest in a guy like Zach Wilson because they liked his skill set. They decided not to go after Trey Lance.
Might have been the North Dakota thing. Can't bring another North Dakota State quarterback.
Oh, stop
here.
Being a baby. If he's would you draft a Wyoming kid that turned out to be a great player? Who cares? You gotta put the North Dakota State away and just look for the talent, Joe.
But you remember what happened with the last North
what
Dakota
happened?
State guy?
I forget. Was it recent?
Did he play for – was this recently, Joe, North Dakota State?
Yeah, it was a quarterback.
It didn't work out
the right way.
215-592-9494. First this year, first next year, bam, you have your Josh Allen. Everything's set. Now I can just sit back and watch the games. You have an organization that knows how to develop quarterbacks. You have a coach in Nick Sirianni, excellent coach. Right?
You just want to keep the factory churning.
It's a quarterback factory.
New quarterback.
No, we want upside. We don't want your guy who can't throw a football.
I have a 60% thrower with legs. You guys want a 57% thrower with legs because he has a cooler arm. That's all.
It's not a cooler arm. It's an NFL caliber arm, Joe.
It's I can make any throw arm as opposed to...
To be fair, and I see your points.
Thank
Josh
you.
Josh Allen is also an anomaly. Most guys don't become that much
But everyone
better.
Says, oh, you can't get a Josh Allen in every draft. Like, obviously not, but this guy has the talent to actually be that.
Yeah, got to
He's got to groom him.
He looks like Josh Allen. I mean, he has the same size.
It's the same trajectory.
Yeah.
Now, but he's got to take – like, Allen took a giant leap. Most guys don't do that.
Yeah, like Jalen Hurts is going to take the Josh Allen leap.
He will take a nice leap. I'm not saying that Josh Allen.
Cool. All right, let's go to the phone. I mean, he should be able to make at least another read by the end of next year.
Well, he better.
Two-read quarterback. Let's go to Andre in Camden. Andre, go ahead. What's up, brother?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Johnny Mark, Joe Giglio, and Jack. And
what
to
is
all
up,
you
Andre?
Audience, be careful on the roads today. I'm on the roads now. Some places it's bad, and some places it's not. But to get to the question, gentlemen, I will not trade for Trevor Lawrence. For one, I think that the 49ers are going to ask more than what they pay for because that's what makes good business sense for them. I don't necessarily know if they'll get that, but they'll definitely ask for it. Two is, like you guys already said, I don't think that the Eagles are really interested, but, you know, 1 year later might change things. And I still believe all the potential we're talking about, Trey Lance. How about Jalen Hurts? He got potential. How come we want to see other guys with their potential but don't want to allow the quarterback that we have now?
Well, we just explained that. Because this guy has real NFL tools and Jalen Hurts – lack some of the tool. Like that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for not above average, elite arm. And that's what Trey Lance has.
I agree with you that he doesn't have the elite arm. And that can't be disputed. But the other things that he has, the arm talent can improve dramatically with the right coaching and the right, one-on-one teachings. So I'd rather see the guy that we have be successful rather than risk with somebody else. Because at the end of the day, they both risk. The question is,
agreed.
You know, mathematically, which one is less of a risk, right?
No, agreed. No, you're going with the safe. You're going the safe route, and you're getting another look at Hurts
and keeping your picks,
and keeping your picks, and you're hoping Hurts becomes the guy. And if not, then you're going to be on the hunt for another quarterback.
I mean, there is a chance that if we go with your idea that Lance flops next year, they struggle. That's a top 10 pick. I mean, that could be.
Could be.
That could be significant what they give up. And that might be why the Niners are interested in a deal like that. Like, wait, we'll send them to the Eagles.
High risk, high reward. And they're not, I mean, they can ask all they want. If let me give you an example, and it's not an apples-to-apples comparison. Hunter Pence, the Phillies traded for Hunter Pence, and he was pretty good right off the bat. Like, yeah. he was a quality player. But then the following year, my reaction was, yeah, this guy's not as good as I thought he was. And Ruben Amaro Jr., knowing was because of salary issues or whatever, he knew he was going to have to pay him. He said, you know what? Let me trade him right now and try to get something back to what we gave up.
And they didn't get as much back.
They did not. He probably thought they were. But he realized, like, you know what? Better to do it now than to just let it play out in free agency, and then I'm getting nothing because I'm letting him leave. He said, so Hunter Pence was an all-star type player, and he was only here a short period of time. So what I'm saying is, even though they drafted Trey Lance with the third overall pick, if they had him this year and they're like, he still has potential, but Jimmy Garoppolo's making another Super Bowl.
Right,
like,
we're in a Super Bowl window right now.
Yeah.
This could happen. I think the whole idea, this is not crazy that he's one of the quarterbacks traded this offseason. I just don't want to give up this to get him here. I'm good.
You don't want to do it.
I'm good.
You're eating white bread Stroman with peanut butter and jelly for
it's a great
for
lunch. Yeah, I'm in.
I'm having a hot pastrami with mustard.
What's Jack putting mustard on something too? Mustard on cheesesteaks?
He normally does. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Joe Giglio is live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia with me today. And if you heard the news, Chickies and Pete's coming to Malvern, Pennsylvania. If you want to join a winning team at Chickies and Pete's Malvern, just go to chickiesandpetes.com for details on the new Malvern location. I would do it every day of the week. Giglio wouldn't. Coming up at 2:45, our ace, Nick Kostos, joins us with his picks for the games this weekend. We'll have our picks as well coming up here on the show today. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Do I have something here, or are we just not back after this? All right, back after this, live from Chickens and Pete's.
Yeah.
We're back. Marks and Reese, live Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. That's right. Best in-game experience for the playoffs, Chickies and Pete's. Enjoy all the playoff action with your Chickies favorites online, chickiesandpete's.com for a location nearest you. All right, so a couple things here. Nick Costos, our ace handicapper, about 245, and he's going to give his picks on the game, some prop. Betsy's your partner at BetQL.
Yeah, he's the prop king.
Is he the prop king?
That's what he calls himself.
Well, he's going to give his picks coming up at 245, so don't go anywhere for that. Also, Jack Fritz, he has his updated forecast coming up. Also, some controversy among meteorologists. Jack Fritz being called out last night. So we'll discuss that.
I guess my weather report was maybe not accurate.
Was it dependable? Because it has to be accurate and dependable.
Yeah, we have too many meteorologists around here. Yeah.
But Howard's still our chief meteorologist.
He got fired.
He did. I
let him go.
And then our caller meteorologist already dropped off. So he dropped
Bruce, the weatherman's out.
We are in flux back here.
Yeah, so we're just going to rely on you because you are accurate and you are dependable. And you're in the weather center again today. So all that's going down there. We'll get back to your phone calls. But Woj comes out just minutes ago on Twitter. Erie filed a story, so he had this information. But I'm just going to read you the two tweets that he put. It says, ESPN sources, the Sacramento Kings, one of the most aggressive teams in the market and once an eager suitor for Philadelphia's Ben Simmons, have ended pursuit of a deal with the 76ers and turned elsewhere in trade talks. Story soon. Follows it up. Inside of 2 weeks until the February 10 NBA trade deadline, the Kings believe the asking price for Simmons is too steep and that a pathway to reaching an agreement with the Sixers doesn't exist, sources said. So give me your where'd this come from and what is this, Joe Giglio?
So my guess is that Maury's obviously asking for a lot from the Kings, right? And I think the Harden stuff is to scare teams like, hey, if you don't give us what we want right now for Ben, we're holding him. We might get Harden for him. And these teams are like, all right, we're out. I just think Maury's trying to create a market that doesn't really exist for Ben Simmons. I mean, hasn't the league spoken? It's been since last summer. Nobody's met this asking price.
Right. And Harden's almost – because so the Nets come out and say, we're not trading Harden before the trade deadline. So now they know that, like, that's not – they're not spinning Simmons right for the trade deadline. And is it really going to happen that Harden's going to happen in the offseason? So you're right. They're playing the game right now. Daryl Morey's playing the game of, hey, listen, I have James Harden, so I don't need to take your offer, Sacramento Kings.
And the Kings are playing it back. Like, all right, we're out. See ya.
And the Kings are saying, fine, like, we're not giving you what you're asking for, so we'll talk to you later. We're going to turn our attention elsewhere. Who knows if they're actually turning their attention elsewhere, but they're publicly letting it be known, like, hey, listen, you want to be more realistic in what you're asking for? We're ready to make a deal, but not at the asking price that you are. Now, is Maury willing to come back down and make a deal, or is he going to continue to hold him with this pie-in-the-sky feel for what he expects to get back for Ben Simmons? I agree with you, Joe. Like, at some point, Maury's going to have to realize the market's just not there for him.
Yeah, it does feel like Maury's played the PR game, though, because most fans now seem to be willing to say, oh, we'll just wait for James Harden. I don't think a lot of people are going to be mad if the trade deadline shows up and they don't trade him. That wouldn't have been the case 6 months ago. We would have lost our minds. Now it's like, well, all right, Harden in the summer, I guess.
I agree with you 100%. Maury's done a really good job, and kind of turn the tide on publicly what people think they should do with Ben Simmons. And listen, I don't criticize Maury for trying to trick a loser franchise like the Kings into giving up what they actually want. That's how trades like this happen, where it's like, how the hell did you trade all that? Look at Bill O'Brien and the Texans, what they got back in return for DeAndre Hopkins. They got a bad contract from a running back and only a second-round pick for one of the best wide receivers in football. That's because it's a bad organization. Right? Like, the Kings are a bad organization. Maury's trying, but they're not that stupid.
Well, and Ben's value is what it is.
It is what it is, dude.
Why would teams give up a lot for Ben Simmons? I mean, he's the same player we don't want in here anymore.
He's the same. He's like, they have eyes just like we do. They may not live here, and there may be teams that still have interest in Ben and view him as a reclamation project, and it would work with us, and he can only play defense and everything else. Like, I'm seeing a guy that doesn't want to play basketball here at all anymore. Shaq crushed him last night.
Good.
NBA on TNT. Like, by him sitting out this season, it doesn't help him. It doesn't help the way he looks around the league.
Like, you wonder if he loves the game. I don't think he does.
Dude, I believe his struggles are mostly mental. Not that he has a mental condition or anything like that, but he has mental struggles on the basketball court. That's clear to me. Why would that not be a factor if he went to another team.
He doesn't shoot and he doesn't play right now. Like, why would I want him?
He's afraid to drive to the basket because he gets fouled.
Yep.
And he'll have to shoot foul shots.
And it's, unless he comes back
and
plays,
knows it.
Which I don't think he will for the Sixers, the last image teams have of him is the not dunking that ball.
Yep.
That's our last image, but that's the last time we've watched him play basketball.
Yep.
It's tough to sell that.
Well, so, Ben is busy right now. Apparently, crypto NFT esports organization Pirion says Sixers forward Ben Simmons has joined as a strategic advisor and ambassador.
Oh,
so he's busy.
Him.
He's working hard.
He's in crypto.
You think he's working on his jumper?
Didn't crypto just crash recently? Did
it's very volatile.
Okay.
Crypto.
I'm going to guess with Ben Simmons on board, it crashes fully now.
Probably, yes. Yeah. I mean, the real question is, how much money you have invested in crypto? And what do you have it invested in, Ben? Anyway, so that's the latest. What I would say more about the story than anything is that the Kings are now playing the game in public as well with Woj. These insiders are being used by the teams to put their messages out there. Whether or not the Kings are willing to go any further than they were before, they don't have to do it yet. The trade deadline is the 10th, and there's nobody else out there that's putting together a bona fide package.
13 days to go.
Yep. Yeah, they expect more Woj bombs and more information being spewed out there.
More leaks.
Exactly. All right, 215-592-9494. If you wanted to add something with the 76ers conversation right there, it's a good point that Morey has done an excellent job in turning the public into thinking maybe it is better to hold on to him because we'll get this great player if we hold on to him.
Yeah, it's
as
like
opposed to needing to trade him by the 10th.
It's like the gold at the end of the rainbow. Like, just wait. It's where it's coming. I don't know.
Until the rainbow doesn't have gold at the end of it.
Yeah, this is one of the most bizarre trade things I've ever seen. Like, the idea this player is going to bring back a star, it's mind-boggling to me.
All right, and the potential Jack Fritz proposed this. He said this. The 49ers fans across the world are angry about it. Trey Lance, if Jimmy Garoppolo wins on Sunday and goes back, that would be two Super Bowls in 4 years, right?
3 years.
Two in 3 years?
Right. It was Niners, Chiefs. Then last year was Chiefs, Bucks. And now it could be Niners again.
Two in 3 years.
Two in 3 years. You can't trade that guy away.
God forbid they win it, which I'll tell you what. I mean, that defensive matchup against whoever they'd be playing in the Super Bowl
Absolutely.
Would be real. How do you trade him? Right? Like, don't you? Isn't that the guy that you want to keep? So maybe Trey Lance does become available.
Well, you have a Super Bowl caliber roster. Like, you can't tell that core, hey, we're going to just go, you know, maybe take a step back here and go with a guy who is really inexperienced just for his upside when you have a guy there that can get you to the Super Bowl.
No, they'd revolt. If they have Trey Lance running around out there that has, like, you know, 100 snaps in 2 or 3 years, yeah, they would revolt. They know they're ready to win right now. Trey Lance is not ready to win right now. He's not ready to – he's not Mac Jones. Mac Jones actually can come out and run an offense and everything else. Trey Lance is very raw. He's going to make mistakes, and you have to allow for those mistakes.
And Shanahan's not going to want to go away from Garoppolo. He just won a Super Bowl with him in our scenario.
No, he's not.
And again, the whole year he didn't take him off the field. Garoppolo was struggling this year. They were 3-4. He could have benched him right then.
They would have never traded up to get Trey Lance if they would have known Jimmy Garoppolo would have been like this year.
Right. Well, his durability has always been the issue.
That was the issue.
Garoppolo's – he can play a little bit. It's just a matter of he's always hurt.
And they can get those first-round draft picks back and act like it almost never happened.
Yeah, they can have them, just not from the Eagles. I'm sticking with Jalen Hurts.
Damn you, Joe. Getting a lot of angry text messages from friends. Tell Joe with no, there's no risk without reward. There's no reward without risk.
You got to risk it to get the biscuit, Joe.
Here we go. Yeah, there's also dumb trades. And then I got a quarterback that runs too. You guys want to run first quarterback in Trey Lance?
I want Josh Allen. That's
yeah,
what
not,
he is.
Well, yeah, he's not coming here. The real Josh Allen.
Let's go to Joe in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Hi, Joe.
Great day. This is like heaven to me to finally see Joe Giglio getting hammered by Johnny Marks and Jack Fritz about Jalen Hurts. I mean, I am almost in heaven.
Well, you give it to him too, Joe.
Happy to make your day, Joe. What do you think?
I mean, first of all, I really like Joe Giglio. I call him all the time, and I bust on him about Jalen Hurts. He's a great guy. And to see you two guys come up and nail him, it's unbelievable. Jack Fritz hit the home run when he just laid into him, baby.
And I can do it hard on
I'm driving here with the biggest smile that you could ever have.
So, Joe, you want to do the deal. You want to trade away multiple number one picks for a quarterback to play 3 games in 2 years. Come on, Joe.
I mean, it's a passing league, and we got a guy that wants to run first.
What was Trey Lance this year when he played? The guy had like 86.
I don't know, but I know just Jalen Hurts. He eyes his first receiver all the way down, and he misses everything else that's away from him.
Trey Lance is a bigger Jalen Hurts. That's what he is. He runs around, too.
With a real arm.
Jack Fritz, come to my aid, man.
Joe needs help here.
With a real arm and real size. Jalen Hurts can barely see over the line. He's not tall enough. He doesn't have the arm.
Certainly the attributes are there. That's why there's a reason why Trey Lance was the third pick in the draft. But when I've watched him play, he doesn't play the position the way I think this city might want.
Well, he needs to be developed, but that's why that's why you have this staff in place to develop them. Shane Steichen worked with Justin Herbert out in L.A. Nick Sirianni's worked with quarterbacks. Brian Johnson did it in Florida. Like, you got to develop him. We know that. But the throws he made this year were special at some times. That Jalen Hurts just can't make.
I mean, how many throws did he make?
There was three throws that I saw him make that Jalen Hurts would have no chance at ever making.
No chance of making.
Guy completed 41 passes, and we're picking out three that he made. I mean, this guy's played three games in 2 years. It's all projection and upside.
All projection.
Of course, that's what the draft is, Joe.
But it's not the draft. These guys are in the NFL already. If this guy was at the number 15 pick the Eagles had, I might entertain it. I'm not giving up two ones for a project. I'm trying to win football games next year. You guys want projects.
No, I want a guy that I actually think can, if properly and fully developed, can be special like Josh Allen. That's what I want. Let's go to Sean. Sean's calling from Baltimore, Maryland. I guess he's listening on the Odyssey app down there. What's up, Sean? How are you?
What's up, guys? Yeah, I am listening on the Odyssey app. Yo,
right
Jack,
on,
you're my man. You know that. But I got to disagree with you here because Jalen is my guy. We are not getting Justin Fields. I don't care. We can trade for Deshaun Watson. We can trade for Russell Wilson. None of that's going to happen. I'm fine with those if we do it, though. But we're not getting Justin Fields. Why would we
Trey
do
Lance.
That?
Trey Lance.
Yeah. Niners.
I'm sorry. I meant Trey Lance. My bad. But we could have drafted. We could have got up, drafted him or something, but we didn't do it because we don't believe in him like we believe in Jalen Hurts right now. Jalen is kind of like a mystery right now. We don't know what he's going to be. He could be at the next, like, Drew Brees-Russell Wilson hybrid. Or he could stay where he is right now. But either way, I'm willing to take that chance while we rebuild. We're not in the same position that the Niners are right now. The Niners, they rebuilt well, and they have a good, solid roster. So he can come in and play good when he's ready to. They're not going to give him up and ride with Garoppolo, who, honestly, Garoppolo, he's decent. But if you watch the Packers team, he made a bunch of bad throws that should have lost them that game.
Yeah, he does that once a week.
I mean, I'm not a Garoppolo fan, but if you're the 49ers, can you argue with keeping him if all he does is win, right?
Can.
I mean, the real question is, would you do it? You know, like you're saying you don't think this will happen, you don't think that will happen, but would you do it?
I don't see them.
No, would you do it? Yeah, well, Sean, would you do it? If they called us and they said you want this trade, would you do it? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I'm with Hurts all the way. I think Hurts is our future. I think he will develop into that Drew Brees-Russell Wilson hybrid.
All right. Well, that's a pretty good hybrid, Sean. Thank you.
Well, if he's going to be that good.
A hybrid of two Hall of Famers.
We might as well book the trip to Canton as a fan base in
about
20 years.
If he turns into a Russell Wilson-Drew Brees hybrid, i.e. a Hall of Fame quarterback, I will fully nude run out of Chickies and Pete's all the way to Broad Street. And by then,
will it be
I would
brought
be,
to you by Chickies and Pete's?
It has to be, yeah.
If they wanted it to be. And by then, I mean, he has another 12-year career, 13 years, and then the Hall of Fame. So 20 years from now, I would be 65 years old.
Yeah, it'd be a scene for sure.
I would look bad now, but I would definitely look bad then. Yeah, so I promise I'll do that right now. And I have Nick Foles on my back to prove that I –
Yeah, there's no one that doubts you will do this.
Yeah, I would do it. But there's also no chance that that's happening. Can he develop into a starting quarterback that can be good? And win you some games in this league?
I mean, Certainly, I don't think that comp is coming true. I mean, he's not going to be that. That's a ridiculous comp.
Yeah. Could he get better at in the passing game, at reading defense? Yeah, of course. Like, that's a natural progression. Is the longer in the league, the more
experience. Game started. Yeah.
I think it's fair to expect that he's going to get better at those kinds of things. But, everybody needs to understand this right now. You don't get a better arm by lifting weights in the offseason.
No.
Or
well, he lifts plenty of weights. The guy can squat like 600 pounds.
He's in great shape.
He's strong. I agree with you guys on this. His arm is...
It is what it is.
Yeah, but that it doesn't worry me because I think arm strength is one of the least important things to be a great quarterback. Now, if you have one, cool, that helps, right? No one would turn down a great arm. I just don't think it's that important. to be a great quarterback.
So you bet on the intangibles, not the...
No, I'd rather accuracy is important, right? Like ball placement. Like, I just don't think the strong arm... I've seen too many strong arm quarterbacks suck, so like, I don't care.
And a lot of strong arm quarterbacks get drafted where they are because of the arm.
Right.
If Trey Lance had Jalen Hurts' arm, he's a mid-round draft pick.
Well, he also get wasted by bad coaching staff, though, too.
Yeah, are we sure this one is the one to develop story. Trey Lance? Are we sure about that?
Well,
I'm an expert at football.
Nick Costos may think that that Nick Sirianni could develop Trey Lance. He is our ace handicapper. And, of course, from You Better You Bet. And his calls are brought to us by, you have it on here, Jack, or Bet Rivers. Anyway, Nick Costos joins us right now. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up? What's up?
Who's the coach of the Giants going to be?
I don't know.
You seem thrilled about it, Nick.
John Mara was very impressive this week in speaking.
Probably someone I don't want. I want Doug Peterson as the Giants coach, actually. Ooh. I tweeted that before. Here's what I like about Doug Peterson. Like, he's not a wuss. Like, he's not going, like, Dan Quinn would have been, I would have been apoplectic if Dan Quinn had been hired. I guess, like, Flores is okay as long as he's got a good offensive coordinator with him. Otherwise, that concerns me. Dable I would like only because, like, he's an unknown, and I'm always willing to roll the dice with the unknown as opposed to someone I know stinks. Like, Leslie Frazier I don't think is great. Like, we saw him as a head coach before in Minnesota. Like, agreed. I think he's a great defensive coordinator. I don't know that I want Leslie Frazier as my coach, so I feel like they're probably going to screw it up. I would honestly hire Doug Peterson, but I feel like Mara and Shane are going to foul this whole thing up.
Probably. All right, what of both games, which game jumped out to you as the better bet? The better bet, bet-wise.
Well, I guess like when the openers came out and Kansas City was 6.5, that one made a lot of sense. But we can touch on that game in a second. But at the current numbers, it's San Francisco. San Francisco plus 3.5 here. And I'll do a little refresh to see if we've got any movement since the last time I checked. I still think we're at 3.5 here. Yeah, we're at 3.5, but it's juiced towards San Francisco. What does that mean? It means that the game is likely to come down to 3 at some point in between now and kickoff. Most likely here. Probably once Trent Williams, it's officially announced that he's going to play. So, you know, when I came on with you guys last week, I said, you know, I bet the Niners plus 6 against the Packers with the thought process, the gamble on my part, not only on the game, but the gamble being that Nick Bosa was going to clear protocol and was going to play in the game. So I was gambling on the Niners' best defensive lineman playing this week. It's a gamble on the Niners' best offensive lineman playing, Trent Williams, who's like Hall of Famer potentially here. He's the only Niner that's not like fully healthy right now. Debo's good to go. Kittle, Garoppolo, Ambry Thomas, Elijah Mitchell. All these guys are going to play in the game. Now we just wait on Trent Williams. He's not going to practice today. We'll find out in a couple hours. It's not going to be a surprise when he doesn't practice. Kyle Shanahan said on Wednesday that Trent expects to play. He expects Trent Williams to play. And if the Niners are going to be full strength in this game, I don't see how this number could be 3.5. Like, you could maybe talk me into Rams minus 3. I actually think it should be 2.5. I give no home field advantage to the Rams here. Right. They played back in week 18 in Los Angeles. This was the point spread, 3.5. Since then, and that's a playoff game for the Niners. Niners lose that game, the Saints get into the playoffs. Niners win in L.A., in Dallas, in Green Bay. Rams lose that game to San Francisco, beat a fraud-ass Cardinals team, and then barely survive and they tried to choke away the game last week against Tampa. I upgrade the Niners more than I upgrade the Rams from then until now. I think it should be 3 or 2.5, so I think 3.5 is a valuable bet. I think the on-field handicap, especially the Niners passing game over the middle against the Rams linebackers and safeties, also helps the cap, and I give Shanahan the coaching edge over McVay, obviously, as well. So Niners plus 3.5, locked and loaded for me.
Nick, I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners right now are going to hear the number if they haven't heard it this week already. 6 in a row, Shanahan over McVay. I think 3-7 McVay is against Shanahan. So they both became head coaches. How much stock you put in that? Like, what that trend with these two coaches, 6 in a row for one over the other. How much do you put that into this?
Well, I mean, none. Well, not none. I mean, I guess a little bit, because 4 of those games are against Jared Goff. So 2 of them are against Stafford. So I think those are the ones that we want to look at, the 2 games from this year. I think we almost throw out the Monday night game that they played when the Niners won that game 31-10. You know, San Fran at that point was 3-5, needed to save its season. The Rams were in like the downward spiral of their season before they pulled their way out of it in that Monday night game. I think the Week 18 game is a little more indicative. So instead of being like Shanahan owns McVay, which is easy to say and like it sounds really good coming out of people's mouths, right? I think it's more like McVay gets tight in the big spots. And it's not that Shanahan's going to confuse anyone with, like, Tom Coughlin or, like, Bill Belichick, like a great decision maker as a head coach. You know, Shanny, of course, is the offensive coordinator of the Falcons. Shepherded that 28-3 collapse in Super Bowl 51 against the New England Patriots. Obviously not a great job in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, losing the fourth quarter lead against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But, I mean, McVay, the Chiefs clench in the big spots. We see it constantly. The Super Bowl against the Patriots. McVay, after the game, basically being like, yeah, I got pantsed by Bill for 60 minutes. You know, we've seen countless examples. Week 18 against the Niners. Last week against Tampa. In the big spot, McVay gets conservative. I don't love either of these coaches in-game. In-game-wise, I think they're both fantastic play callers, etc., offensive minds. But I do give Shanahan the slight edge. Do I think that he owns McVay? No. Do I think that 6-0 matters? No, because four of those games are Jared Goff, not Matthew Stafford.
Do you have any quick? Do you have any props that you like in the game?
In that game, yes, the Rams-Niners game. Odell Beckham over receiving yards is one that I've been playing basically since he went to the Rams. He's the number two option in that passing game now behind Cooper Kupp. That number sitting at 51.5. I actually like Jimmy Garoppolo, guys, over passing yards in this game, sitting at 227.5. I don't think Jimmy's going to have to do much in this game to have a good game through the air. Like, dink and dunk them to death, basically, over the middle with Kittle, Debo, and Ayuk. Cam Akers' number looks low to me, 61.5 rushing yards. He's been pretty inefficient since he came back, but, like, he's going to get the rock. They showed you that last week. Sony Michel basically phased out of the offense. And Debo, like, he's not 100%, but, like, who cares? This is the end of the year. Like, he could rest for 2 weeks and then play the Super Bowl, and then as the offseason to rest potentially here. So Debo, 96.5 combined rushing receiving yards. I think that number needs to be triple digits. It's not, so I would lean the over there on Debo combined yards.
All right, the first game on Sunday, Cincinnati-Kansas City. I bet Rivers, I don't know if it's 7 or 7.5, but what do you like?
It's, like, in between 7 and 7.5. It's 7.5, basically, but it's used towards Cincinnati. My sense is that once the Honey Badger is cleared from concussion protocol, this will be a flat 7.5. He practiced again on Friday. Has not been cleared yet, but Andy Reid saying that he expects Tyrann Mathieu to be cleared tomorrow before the game coming up. I'd be shocked if Honey Badger didn't play in the game. So once that happens, I think we see a flat 7.5 in this game. And honestly, at that number, it's no bet for me. Now, if you're out there listening and you're like, well, I haven't bet the game yet, I want to bet it, I would only bet Kansas City at that number. But I mean, I have a 6.5 on Kansas City. You had all week to bet 7. It's what we were telling you on You Bet or You Bet. It's why you got to listen to us or on Joe on BetQL Daily, right? The number was 7 for most of the week. Now it's 7.5. I think that's what it's going to close at. So I don't love that number. I think that's actually the right number for the game. But if you're looking for action, I would not bet Cincinnati at those prices. I like Kansas City and lead towards the under in that game, guys. And if you like, we can roll through the handicap and why I like the under as well.
Yeah, go for it. Why the under? I think people are going to look at it and say Burrow, say Mahomes, say, wow, lots of points. Why are you on the under, Dick?
Yeah, so I think, like, and maybe you guys agree or disagree with this, the people listening agree or disagree. I don't think Cincinnati can win a game that goes under the total. Like, I don't think Cincy ever wins this game 24-21.
I agree. They have to win 35-31.
That's right, or 34-31 right. Like they did in Week 17 when the two teams played. So if I know this, and you know this, Joe, and John knows this, and the listeners know this, you would think that Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo know this, right? Like, the Chiefs have multiple avenues of victory. The Bengals have one. So if you're Kansas, like, the Chiefs could win a shootout also. It's just like, if you're Kansas City, why put yourselves in a position to have that happen? So here's my sense as to what's going to happen and why I think T. Higgins is actually the key to this game for Cincinnati and why I'd prefer to bet T. Higgins props as opposed to Ja'Marr Chase. Now, Chase had the electric game in Week 17, had the long 72-yard touchdown where he outran the entire defense, over 200 receiving yards. I think it makes all the sense in the world. And look, like, this is the assumption of rational coaching, which can get you in trouble because who the hell knows what they're going to do. But you would think that Kansas City's just going to play two deep safeties, right, and take away the deep ball from Ja'Marr Chase, take that literally out of the equation. That's why where I think T. Higgins could come into play over the middle of the field and on the shorter routes. I think Higgins has a monster game here. So prop-wise, I like Higgins more than Chase. But I think the Chiefs are going to try and take the deep passing game away. Now, Kansas City also has the advantage in the trenches on both sides of the ball. Offensive line versus defensive line versus Cincy's offensive line. I'm not saying they're going to sack Burrow 9 times like the Titans did last week, but they should be able to apply pressure on Joe Burrow. And on the flip side, and we saw this with both teams on Sunday in the epic Chiefs-Bills game, both of those teams were not interested in that game getting especially loose. There was a lot more running than expected in those games. And if you're Kansas City, and you can run the ball effectively with Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Jerick McKinnon against the Bengals defensive line missing Larry Ogunjobi, that, you know, that hemorrhage yards to Josh Jacobs and the Raiders in the wild card round, that, like, if the Titans had half a brain and took Derrick Henry with the George Foreman grill surgically implanted into his foot out of the game and played Deontay Foreman, they would have run all over them. So I think the Chiefs can have success running the ball. Mahomes can still do his thing, some Mahomes Magic as well. But if you're the Chiefs and you can run it and keep Burrow on the sideline and win 31-21, 31-17, 28-17, like, why wouldn't you do that and like, choke off the one avenue to victory that the opponent has? So, look, it could go over. Would it shock me if it's 41-38? I'm not saying guaranteed it's going to go under, just that I think that's the valuable bet to make. And, again, like, Kansas City would be my preferred choice at 7.5, although I am sitting on a better number.
All right, there you have it. It's Nick Costos. You can check him out. You Better You Bet. Also, the podcast, if you're not able to catch him live. Nick, appreciate it, brother. We'll talk before the big game coming up. Appreciate it.
Would you guys be nervous if Doug Peterson got hired by the Giants? Eagles fans be a little nervous about that?
I will have something on my face for sure.
Would you like to hear our drop? No, we would not.
I would not want to go up against Doug. I wouldn't feel good.
No, I'm not rooting for it. Nick, I don't want Doug in New York because I don't want – I like him a lot. But for Doug to be successful, he needs to be a part of a very good organization that has
– Oh, great, so not the Giants.
Right, exactly, that has strong coordinators. Because Doug doesn't have an offense. It's not Doug's offense. What happened when the coordinators left was he was pretty clueless. So
you know what he knows what to do? He knows when to go for it on fourth down and when not to go for it on
fourth
down.
No, listen, you said it. He's ballsy. He's ballsy. There's something to him. His players love him. So it's not that I think he deserves to get another job, but it needs to be the right job for him to succeed, and that's not the Giants.
All right. Yeah, probably because my team sucks. Good thing I got the rings happened already because I don't see them happening anytime soon. Wishing you guys and all your great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Let's get it on Championship Sunday.
All right,
thanks, Nick.
The host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Look for the You Better You Bet podcast for more of Nick's analysis. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. And his calls are brought to you by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Check out the daily specials and see what unique bets are waiting for you at BetRivers.com. Hey, Joe does the same thing every day. He's a BetQL Daily.
Yeah, I did it today before I came in here.
Yeah. So if you want to check out Joe and his degenerate gambling picks.
That's just right. Or the podcast, BetQL Daily.
Well, just wherever you find
your podcast. How many plugs can we fit into the last 2 seconds
you
of got, this
You have any
segment?
For you? You had a podcast, Jack. Let's just roll them all out.
Yeah, get them all out there.
Oh, there you have it. Coming up, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We're live at Chiggs and Pete's. It's Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Back into the conversation with the Eagles and what we're saying about Trey Lance. And we'll tell you what a teammate of Jimmy G had to say about him. Is this a guy that they can really get rid of? We'll get to that tweet and more coming up right after this. And we'll have to get into the weather controversy that's going on here in Philadelphia.
This is really the important thing now.
It is. Meteorology hate is coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.